Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing tonight?
Just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, I want to just explain to our listeners what's really going on, because, of course, if you read the publications, you're going to be confused, and even a lot of the experts are confused. But basically, everything going on today is contrived. And if you don't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, if you don't understand that all six major U.S. banks and a number of the major banks in Europe all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that have an agenda and have created this whole crisis, and a lot of what's going on doesn't make sense. But basically, of course, major banks, they have plenty of money, but they're not lending that money. Why aren't they lending money? Because they want the crisis at this time in history. Our major corporations have tremendous amounts of money. They made tremendous profits. They're just keeping it invested in banks or holding it overseas. But they're not investing it. Oh, they say they're not investing it because, of course, the uncertainties of what's going to happen. No, it's that this is the time we're going to have a major crisis. And the whole crisis was brought on by the collapse of Lehman Brothers, by the fraudulent mortgage bonds that were bundled together, and they sold them as entities. I mean, unlike anything that had ever happened before, and there is no way the banks throughout the world could possibly lose, because they would buy these bonds and they were guaranteed a 7 or 8% income on them, and then they could buy derivative contracts so that they would be sure to get paid. And they talked the banks into buying all these worthless bonds. And so banks throughout the world, and specifically in Europe and even many in the United States, are holding worthless bonds. And now, of course, over in Europe, they've borrowed tremendous amounts of money from the European central banks, and so that they could buy government bonds. But the government bonds, and I'm talking specifically of Greece and of Portugal and Spain and of Italy, the government bonds probably are worth 70 cents on the, worth 30 cents on the dollar. In other words, what they've done, they already have these more or less worthless collateralized debt obligations, these mortgage bonds. Now they have worthless government bonds, and the crisis was fine as long as the banks could borrow more money, but now they've run out of money. There was about $1.3 trillion that was made available to them, and it's all gone. Spain's prime minister recently said there is no way that Spain could be rescued, and that's true. Nobody else wants to say it, but there's no way to rescue all the other countries over there. They're all living on borrowed money. They're all living on debt, just like the United States, where 40 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. And there's no way you can borrow your way out of debt. Basically, if you read John Williams' website, he will tell you that the real debt of the United States is $81 trillion. It'll never be paid off. The whole house of cards is coming down. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And you want to be sure that you're not standing close to that house when it topples, or you're going to get crushed, along with the vast majority of the American people. Small businesses aren't allowed to borrow today. There's plenty of money there. It's just that the banks won't lend to them. Why? Because this is the time they're going to bring the system down. We'll be back in just a moment here with Melody Cedarstone.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Was just saying that Bernanke a year ago had talked about the perilous situation as far as our economic system is concerned. Now you have to understand, all of this is played down because the media is controlled. The media in America is far more tightly controlled than it is in Russia today, but the average American really doesn't understand that. You get little glimpses of the truth, certainly if you read the Wall Street Journal, which I do religiously, but even there, of course, there's a large element of media control. It is the conservative element of Rupert Murdoch's empire, supposedly telling us the conservative truth, but it isn't the truth. If anybody really told the whole truth of what's going on, they would lose their job tomorrow, just like Glenn Beck, like Lou Dobbs. In fact, I got an email the other day, 2 days ago, from one of my supporters who told me that he had just been in contact with one of his old girlfriends, a woman he dated in college, and she went on to marry a man who was a talk show host, and she told my friend, my supporter, that her husband, a well-known talk show host, had been given, or at least offered, $50,000 a month to let the Republican National Committee go over everything he was going to discuss and certainly be able to censor what he put out for a large listening audience in America. Now, all I have is what he sent me, but I thought it was fascinating because it goes right along with what I know to be true, and that is that if Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or any of the others really told the public what was going on, they'd be out of a job tomorrow. And I've told this story several times about Jim Eason many years ago. He's very well known here in the Bay Area, in San Francisco Bay Area. And I was in studio with him, and he told me off air, it was during a commercial break, and we were sitting there across the table from one another with microphones in front of us, and Jim said, you know, Stan, if I went on the air and said what I really believe, I'd be fired tomorrow. And then, of course, we went back on the air. He said, if anybody in administration told me what to say, I'd walk out of this radio station immediately. And then he grinned at me and he winked. That's what it's all about. So we're not getting the truth. But basically, Christine Lagarde, who heads the International Monetary Fund, and this woman recently talked about how fragile the monetary system is. Of course, she's talking about the European monetary system. But if they come down, we come down. We have spent countless trillions of dollars over there to try to stabilize it. And where did the money come from? Why, the Federal Reserve created the money out of nothing. We don't know what they're doing. It's all secret. After all, we couldn't let the stupid American people know. They might understand what's going on and make preparations to help themselves and protect themselves and their life savings. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and anything can trigger this off. Certainly, Spain is having terrible, terrible troubles, and basically, Spain cannot pay its debt. It has a 50% unemployment rate among the youth, 25-30% unemployment among the adults, certainly, and the Spanish banks have been frantically buying government bonds so that the government would be able to pay its debts. Unfortunately, the Spanish banks are holding a large number of certainly worthless housing loans, and now they're holding a large number of worthless government loans, maybe worth 30 cents for every dollar they paid for them. And the Spanish banks run out of money. The $1.3 trillion that we had lent to them and that were provided by the European Central Banks are gone. And Spain is on the verge of economic collapse, as is Greece, as is Portugal, as is Italy. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, is Ken Fromm, Mr. X, who worked so closely with Lindsay Williams, had told Lindsay about 3 to 4 years ago when, not if, but when the euro collapses, he's talking about the European currency, you have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. When the euro collapses, the European currency, you have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what can people do to protect themselves at this time, Melody? Because basically, of course, we're beginning already to see the ravages of inflation there. We're hearing people even beginning to talk about how prices are going up, certainly on fixed commodities, on food and other items. What can people do to protect themselves today?
Well, you'll hear this argued, particularly on mainstream media, that the best hedge against inflation really is gold. Gold and silver is the best way. It has been proven time and time again over the years how great of a hedge it is against inflation. You can do comparisons when gasoline sold at a dollar, and if you purchased $1,000 worth, you get $1,000, or you get 1,000 gallons of gasoline. Based on today's prices, you'd be able to get far more than a thousand gallons of gasoline with the equivalent of gold. So time and time again, you can go back 100 years, you can go back 80, you go 50, you can go back a year. And just look at what our prices have done in the grocery stores. Look what we pay for our gasoline now, the prices. So gold is a great hedge against inflation, and both gold and silver. So it's very important to preserve one's wealth with both gold and silver.
But they actually, gold is down. Gold was almost $1,900 an ounce. It's down to $1,650. Silver was up to almost $40 an ounce. It's down to a little over $30 an ounce. So it doesn't look like gold and silver are doing very well right now. What do you tell people who point that out to you?
Well, you know, I don't believe anything goes straight up and stays straight up. We've had a tremendous run in gold. And if you take each year, we look at where gold starts at the beginning of the year and where it finishes at the end of the year. I mean, gold performs throughout the year. You're going to have ups and you're going to have downs. We have the manipulation that we have to deal with. For some reason, gold really likes this level. Buying really picks up when it gets down, you know, to 1600. So I think the physical demand of gold alone is going to keep it from dropping down through 1600. You have all your mainstream media and all the, you know, talk negative against gold. So I think we're just going through a period of rest, so to speak. And I definitely do believe there will be a renewed interest. There's many predictions for this year that gold will still outperform any of the paper investments, currencies, you know, by the end of the year and still to go over the 2000 level. But you know what? You said something important. You know, when we're buying gold and silver, it doesn't really matter. I mean, sure, we all like to see it go up. I mean, people have enjoyed owning gold at 300, and now we're at 1600. And, yeah, we have a few people from 1600 to 1900, you know, that they're still waiting for their performance and their gold. That will come. Well, the neat thing about gold is it will never go to zero, and that's what you have to remember. All things are relative to one another. You know, people talk about deflation and that gold is going to go down. But you have to remember, too, it's all relative to one another. So it won't go down as much as everything else. You're still preserving your purchasing power through gold, and that's what's important. And the same way when we talked about silver and silver running to higher prices, you know, people will talk to me how they want much smaller. They'd like dimes in case you know, silver goes to 100 and they won't be able to buy something, you know, at that high value. Folks, all things are relative. When silver gets to 100, what do you think you're going to be paying for gasoline? You'll probably be paying $10 a gallon, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10. So all things are relative to each other. So we can't focus so much on, you know, yes, gold was at 19, now it's 16. I think very well. I mean, we're on a pattern. There isn't anything that's going to change. We're closer to total destruction than what anyone thinks, from Bernanke to Congress a year ago. So the fundamentals for gold and silver are still very, very strong. They haven't changed.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the prices of gold and silver are manipulated. Now it's illegal, but they do it anyway. They do it through the president's working group on financial markets. The Presidential Working Group on Financial Markets, created under Reagan, just to sort of stabilize the system so that speculation wouldn't allow the markets to get out of bounds. But once, of course, that power was there, the Brotherhood of Darkness established this as a vehicle by which they could manipulate anything they wanted to, commodity prices. They manipulate the stock market. But they specifically manipulate gold and silver. And if it weren't for the manipulation, I really believe the gold would be $4,000 or $5,000 an ounce at the present time. I believe that silver would be $100 an ounce at the present time. But, of course, they are manipulating it. And once you manipulate it, you can begin to understand what is really going on. Just this last week, a postage stamp in Great Britain went to a dollar. Now, that's a first-class stamp invented. A second-class stamp, which said take a little longer to get there, was about 80 cents. And people are going, of course, they haven't, this is going to go into effect in probably about a month. People are rushing to the post office to buy stamps because they know the price is going up 30% at the end of this month. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's just human nature. This is what people do. They know the price is going up. They want to lay in a supply. We're going to see the same thing with food and with gasoline. with everything we utilize here in America, it's not a matter of if, but when. The inflation is coming, and you better begin preparing for it. And, well, you can do whatever you want to. I'm not smart enough to play the market. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Stan, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was just commenting that Sunday John Williams, an economist, at shadowstats.org. I can't always remember. Is it shadowstats.org or shadowstats.com? Do you recall?
It's shadowstats.com.
Shadowstats.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Melody. Mm-hmm. Anyway, of course, it's a wonderful site. And you want to read John Williams' treatise on hyperinflation, January 2012. or January 2012 hyperinflation, you need first to understand that we are moving into a period of rapidly increasing prices. And John Wyndham says, you know, we're going to have hyperinflation. Now, what is hyperinflation? Well, hyperinflation is somewhere inflation, probably 20 or 30% a year. And he says that this will be here certainly by the end of night of the year 2014 or much sooner. And he really thinks it's going to be here probably in 2013, but we'll just have to wait and see. But it's coming. It's only a matter of time. Anything can trigger that. Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
I've got a few questions, and they're probably pretty simple, pretty fast.
First of all, just speak a little bit louder.
Okay, is that better?
That's much better.
Okay. The first question is, how is it that a person would figure a capital gain on precious metals if they actually have the metals? How would the government know what the gain was based on when you bought it and any gain that you might have got?
All right, Melody, how would you answer that?
Well, I mean, it's what we have to say is being in the business is, you know, you will have receipts when you make your purchase. So if you actually have an item that's $10.99, you would have your initial receipt and your buy and your sell receipts to where the difference would be shown. So the gain would be shown. Do we have to show the gain on the 1099s that we do? No. You know, and that's but it is your responsibility to show that. So if we have to do a 1099, I mean, they're going to require you to show, you know, the gain and so forth. So, you know, hold on to your sales receipts.
And when would you do a 1099? What's the threshold? What's the story there?
You know, that is forever changing, and there's the various opinions. We have an association that had set guidelines with the IRS. There's a few things that are item. This was actually generated many, many years ago, and I believe things have changed. You know, but mainly a lot of your bullion products would be more 1099 than your $20 gold pieces. The IRS ruling, though, that is actually in there, records actually dictate that if you go into the collectible coins, it has to sell back into the market at more than 50% of its melt value in order to be exempt. You know, so that is specifically written. But if you go by, and most dealers in this country will go by the association's guidelines from the IRS.
And, John,
it's all open to interpretation.
Let me point out, John, that right now the IRS, in its wisdom, and because they don't want you to protect your life savings, they will not allow you to take a capital gain on gold and silver. You have to pay regular income tax, both state and local. So get your gold and silver and then sit on it. Do not sell it. One of these days, the whole system's going to collapse. And then hopefully we won't even have capital gains tax, or it will be turned to a way it should be. And that would be, you would have a capital gains, you would get it. But the only thing that they won't allow you to take a capital gain on is gold and silver. You have to pay regular income tax on it.
I understand. Next question has to do with the state of California. Dr. Stan, I think it was on your show, you had someone there who is sort of an expert on what's going on financially with the state of California. And if I recall correctly, this was probably in October, and he said that the state of California would run out of money officially by the 1st of January, but that because of certain circumstances, they would really be out of money the 1st of December. How do they keep running?
They simply are borrowing money, are borrowing fantastic amounts of money. And of course, Governor Brown is trying to, cut spending and increase taxes. He's not able to do either one. Trying to come up with new bond issues. They're trying, of course, to, in November, they're going to have an initiative on the ballot to get the people to vote to raise taxes on millionaires. I don't think it's going to go through. California is at the 30% underfunded on its pensions. They're bankrupt.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. We've got Sam calling from Cincinnati, and Chris, he was asking about the remarks that Lindsay Williams had made, told me that Ken Fromm had told him, and that is that when the euro collapses, Ken didn't say if the euro collapses, but Ken was part of the elite that runs the world, and he told Lindsay, when the euro collapses, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Sam was asking about, well, how about investing in commodities? And I told Melody to take that on, and she wasn't very enthusiastic about commodities. Basically, if you wanted to invest in say, gasoline, why, nothing wrong with that. How many thousands of gallons of gasoline can you store in your backyard? You want to invest, say, in lead or in tin? I mean, how much can you put in your backyard? Well, of course, you say, well, I'm gonna have it invested in the commodity market. Well, here you have tremendous leveraging, and of course, it's a wonderful way to make a small fortune out of a large fortune. The average person, and I'm talking about 95% of the people in commodities, shouldn't be there because 95% lose. And certainly, I know because I've been there. So, do not play that game. And besides that, let's imagine that you hit it right and you got a great killing. Let's imagine you invested in platinum and the price tripled. But then, of course, remember, if you're going to get out of it before a year, Probably platinum will be held the same as gold and silver. You won't be able to pay capital gains tax. You'll have to pay regular income tax. And by the time you get all done, well, you're not going to have very much at all. You're better off, unless you like to worry, unless you like the acceleration, unless you like to gamble, stick with gold and silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number, your webpage out, and tell people how to get in touch with you. And I want to mention that Melody does help Radio Liberty, but we'd love to have her on as a guest and one of our supporters. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, how can people get in touch with you? How can they get to their your website? Why should they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. That is DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, COINS.com. And I just would like to make a comment also. What people don't realize is it always goes that fortunes won't be made by owning gold. You're going to preserve your purchasing power, and I believe investments will come along at the point in time when we're getting out of the dollar and what happens afterwards, that you'll sell a large portion of your gold and reinvest into items that you can get on maybe pennies on the dollar or a dime on the dollar. That's where your real wealth will be created, because everybody else will be losing their purchasing power. You're creating, you're saving it, so when these investments and these opportunities come along, you can grasp them. And that's where the true big wealth comes along. I mean, sure, we're going to do well with gold and the price of it increasing, but the best will even come after that, and we'll always hold a portion of gold in our portfolio regardless of what happens, or even if we sell some, we'll still keep a small amount into our portfolio. But now it's time to accumulate so that we can do that. And when they call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, we educate. We want our clients to know what they're purchasing, how it's going to perform, if there's any ups or any downs in any one particular item. If they can tweak their portfolios, that's great. I mean, well, I don't recommend trading unless it's really a good trade. So when clients come to me and they say, I want to trade this, I want to know what they're doing, and I will tell you if it's a good trade or a bad trade. We're not going to tell you to do something just because, you know, we want to make a commission. Well, you'll get the honesty from us. So I do believe in that. Our services are great. We ship fast. And I think number one is education. That's so important. But people need to take control of their finances. People can control their finances and manage their money probably better than a lot of financial planners.
Well, the financial planners really don't want you to go into gold and silver, because they want you to let them manage your money, and because they get a commission for managing it. But the tragedy is their primary interest is their income rather than your income. And financial planners have not done very well. In fact, if you look and see what they're doing, you know, a lot of them are losing money literally every year. And why people stick with them, I really don't know. And even some of the smartest people in the world, I'm talking about people like Bill Gross, I think it is, and some of the people in these major hedge funds, they've certainly made some serious errors recently. Maybe down the line they're going to do fine. But right now, of course, the timing is everything. And if you are in the wrong product at the right product at the wrong time, why, you're in real trouble. And certainly a lot of these people think that there's going to be real problems as far as our T-bonds are concerned. They think, of course, that the interest rates are going to go up. When interest rates goes up, the value of the bonds go down. You must understand this is how it works. When interest rates go up, the value of the bonds go down. So right now, of course, the interest rates are suddenly maybe a quarter of a percent, maybe 1% short-term loans. And certainly as the interest rates begin to rise, as they're going to have to get people to lend the government money, why then the value of the bond begins to drop. And of course, with that catastrophic results for the people who are owning those products. And basically, of course, what these smart people are doing is they're shorting the value of bonds. And it's amazing to me that they haven't made a fortune yet, but it's all a matter of timing. The whole market is manipulated, and even these people, I mean, you're talking about people who own something like PIMCO and the other major hedge funds have made countless billions of dollars when the housing collapse came. Why, of course, the interest rates have not gone up. The Federal Reserve System is keeping the interest rates down. They claim they're going to keep them down to 2014. I don't think they're going to be able to. I think we'll have inflation long before that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And we have Herman calling from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, thanks for being on the air again with us, Melody. I have a friend that has listened to this program and is interested. They have money to reinvest, but they simply can't bring themselves to do it because they've had faith in the government, faith in their stockbrokers all their life, and they're up to retirement age, and they just can't take that last step. You run into that at all, Melody?
Absolutely. It happens all the time, and sometimes I'll have a couple that, or usually it's a widow, or but the children, or the next in line, they don't want them to buy gold, so they put a lot of pressure on them, because they're really only looking for the cash. So there's all kinds of things that go on. And you're right, they become so used to, and I was telling this to a group of people tonight, they're just used to the paper, they're used to getting that statement. The only thing you can really try to do is just try to get them to do maybe a small amount, you know, maybe just get their feet wet. Because usually when people actually receive it, and I've been told this many times, once it's almost like they get gold fever, I guess. Once they break that ice, and even if they do some sort of a small purchase, whether it's just one coin or two coins, they feel it, and something just sort of clicks, and they get the sense of more security with the metal. And but no, I hear that they just can't take that leap. They like the paper. They see it. It's there every month. They see it. They don't have to guess, and it's very difficult.
Well, I mean, I think that probably the best thing that people could do, Herman, would be to go half into gold and silver, stick mm-hmm. the other half. But tell them, look, let's imagine that the gold and silver don't do well. You'll have half of your money in the regular account. But let's imagine that the value of paper money collapses as we're anticipating. If you're all in paper, you lose everything. So put half in one and half in the other. And I recently had to make a personal decision, and I couldn't decide what to do. And so I did exactly that. I split everything up into two portions. And, you know, I can sleep so much better after that. And basically, because the city, at least that way, why you will preserve something. And the worst thing can befall an elderly individual is to lose it all. And so this is what I would tell them, is simply go half and half. Anything else, Herman?
Melody, how, if someone is just starting out, can they go on a monthly purchase plan where they would maybe purchase one coin or two? How would you help them to do that? Is that a good idea?
I think accumulating is a great idea no matter how you have to do it, because there isn't anything else that's going to preserve your wealth. And all you have to do is call us, and we don't have any minimum, so we'd be more than happy to process it like a, you know, just an order. You call us, we'll lock in the price for you so it doesn't change until your payment arrives. Payment can be made by a personal check or a bank wire. We hold personal checks about, 7 to 10 business days for them to clear, and then we'll go ahead and we'll ship the product. So it's a very quick turnaround time.
Anything else, Herman?
Okay, well, no, that's it.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, get your preparations made, lay in supplies, because the prices of food are going up. In fact, my wife was just commenting that today. She said, you don't want to come to, because I love pink grapefruit, I really do. And she said, you don't want to come to the store with me and see what they cost. I mean, because they're so expensive, you would not want to have them. And I said, well, I like my pink grapefruit. And so she gets them for me. But the prices on so many of the food items are beginning to go up. And, of course, as they poison our soil, and they poison our water with aluminum. That's going to be what we're going to be discussing this next hour with Roslyn Peterson. And they really are poisoning the water and poisoning the air and poisoning the food chain. Why, of course, as prices begin going up and skyrocketing, well, you're going to have increasing difficulties paying for food. Lay in your supplies now and begin thinking about how you can grow it on your own. But before we go on, could we get your website up there again, Melody? Tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your telephone number. Tell them, Sydney, how to get to your website. Now, you should be able to get to Melody's website on my page. Sydney, that's radioliberty.com on the home page. And click on it. But if you want to go directly to Melody's site, how do they get there?
The web name is DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And there is a place where you can sign up for a newsletter. We send a little one out on a weekly basis. Sometimes we'll post specials on there. We'll keep you up to date on the previous week of what gold has done, along with a little article. So it's a great little way to keep to have something and changes in the market and so forth. Plus, we archive the radio programs there on a daily basis. They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And make sure you ask for Melody, and we'd be more than happy. As I mentioned, Herman, we don't have a minimum order. And so, you know, I believe everyone, you know, should be able to purchase gold and silver. So, you know, it has to be cost-effective enough. You know, sometimes somebody just wants to buy one silver eagle, and if you add a little shipping on that, it's really not cost-effective, but yet they want to support us for what we do, and that's okay. So, but it'd be better for them maybe to go to a local place. But always call us first and let us help you first. And I just wanted to make comment, too. We were talking about the financial planners. And from what I've been told, a lot of these financial planners, you're right, they never had, they don't make money on selling gold. They don't understand it. But there are new programs that we're involved with that will be dealing with financial planners. And we hope to be, because they never knew where to buy it from. They never knew how to sell it to their customers. So hopefully we're going to be giving them an access to gold and silver. Hopefully they'll be promoting more gold and silver to the clients that they do have. And perhaps when things get a little more rough and so forth, they'll be more apt to promote more and more gold to their clients. So there's several groups that are beginning to push this fairly heavily on their groups of agents that they work with, and so it's kind of exciting. It's going to be a brand new awakening for gold, and plus, again, it's the education, like the folks Herman was talking about. You know, once more people educate and talk about it, maybe their financial planners might begin to, you know, hear about this program and maybe we'll recommend it and so forth. So it is very exciting.
All right. And of course, basically, I told my son about this and the investing in precious metals a couple of years ago. He went to his bank, the financial planner there, and the fellow said, why would you want to buy gold? You can't eat gold. And I said to my son, David, have you ever tried to eat paper money? You can't eat paper money either, but you can always turn in the gold for the paper money that will allow you to buy gold and silver. And you must understand that they've got all these cliches, and you better stop and think about it. What happens when the paper money loses its value and becomes worthless? You won't even be able to buy anything with it. Or for 6,000 years, or at least 4,000 years, people would be able to buy things with gold and silver. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Think seriously, we're on the edge of a financial apocalypse.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
My God, bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Melody. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us, and we're trying to get people to understand that very, very serious times lie ahead. Now, we keep going over many of the similar items because, of course, we're getting closer and closer to a worldwide financial collapse. And Sydney, I'm not an expert on this. I'm reading Gerald Celente's trend analysis evening, and he's been at this for many years. He agrees with what we're saying. Sean Williams at shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, you must go to his website and read his analysis. Hyperinflation, January 2012. Hyperinflation, January 2012. And he sees this hyperinflation coming, suddenly before the end of 2014, perhaps much sooner. And what we're talking about is an inflation rate of 25 or 30 percent. And that, of course, will break the bank back of our financial system. I don't think we're going to get into a Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic hyperinflation, but I could be wrong. Certainly, if people throughout the world suddenly dump their dollars, and there's tens of trillions of dollars, of U.S. dollars out there, that are the reserve currencies of banks throughout the world, central banks, if suddenly they dump those and look for an alternative source of security for their monetary system, those dollars coming back into America will break the back of our financial system in a matter of a few weeks. And that is why Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams, if the euro goes down, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. If the euro goes down, you got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar now. Is that accurate? We're just going to have to wait and see. I'm not a clairvoyant. But I do believe, of course, that there are people who know exactly what's going to happen. I do believe that Mr. Fromm was one of those people. I believe he was in the upper echelons of the little elite that runs the world. We hope that you'll get my talks on the financial tsunami and the financial apocalypse. I hope that you'll get, Sydney, my treatise on the history of money. It's inexpensive. On the prophetic warning, also inexpensive, the compilation is my newsletter. The last, of course, is the analysis of Andrew Jackson's 1837 farewell address to the nation. But what he said about finances at that time is even more true today than it was in 1837. We hope that you'll get our 4-tape set on the geoengineering with Rosalind Peterson. We hope that you'll get our DVD on the geoengineering with Rosalind Peterson. Will be our guest this next hour. Hope you'll get the DVD on aspartame with Betty Martini. The DVD with Michael Shaw on the Agenda 21. The DVD of my interview with Norman Dodd, which is called The Dangerous Deception. Dangerous Deception. We have so many new DVDs, 4-tape set on, or 4-CD set on the Occupy Wall Street, which, of course, is a controlled opposition created by the very people behind what's going on today. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help out financially or advertise with us, we'd love to hear from you. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Let us all be grateful. Bless America.
Hello, this is Dr. Stan back here at Faith and Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson, who, of course, has worked for the Department of Agriculture, has certainly has put in a great deal of time studying what she calls geoengineering. And we're learning more about this geoengineering all the time. But what it is a plan to actually go ahead and inject into the atmosphere. We're talking about the ionosphere, the stratosphere, the massive amounts of aluminum and aluminum oxide, with the idea they're going to actually create a sort of a cap, a membrane over the top of the Earth, which will act like a greenhouse, supposedly to prevent global warming, and of course reflect the sun's rays. Well, actually, what greenhouses do is they create global warming. The greenhouses don't prevent global warming, they increase it. So what in heaven's name are they up to, Rosalind?
Well, Dr. Stan, hello, and it's an honor and a privilege this evening to be here with you.
Well, it's great to have you back. You go right ahead.
Well, geoengineering for your audience, or climate remediation as it's sometimes called, is defined as planetary scale environmental engineering of our atmosphere, our weather, the oceans, and the very Earth itself, to reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth and to engage in a number of schemes that supposedly would reduce global warming. These experiments and schemes that are not only planned for our future, but are seriously being discussed at high levels of government throughout the world, unbeknown to most American citizens, by the way, are discussing solar radiation management, one of these geoengineering schemes. And this involves intentionally introducing particles, chemicals, or gases into the upper atmosphere without public consent, oversight, or even notification. In many cases, these schemes are limited to a number of things that are happening in our atmosphere right now. We're using persistent jet contrails to modify the climate. They're exacerbating global warming as we speak, and they produce man-made clouds, changing the climate and even local weather patterns. And in this scheme, it reduces the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. Geoengineering, or solar radiation management schemes, want to also reduce more of the direct sunlight reaching the Earth, knowing fully well that this is merely to mask global warming. This is not a scheme that will solve the problem itself.
But then, are we really having global warming, or is this actually producing global warming? That's the question.
Well, right now, what's happening for us is that the persistent jet contrails are exacerbating global warming, according to NASA and according to university studies.
So actually, they give one explanation, we want to prevent global warming, and they're doing exactly the opposite. Would that be a fair analysis?
That is a fair analysis, yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is, how could this be going on? And then, of course, what happens to the products that they inject into space? What happens to the aluminum and the barium and the strontium? And that's what we're going to be talking about this rest of the hour.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, are we on the air? Hello?
For some reason, that seems going off. Brosnan is saying that in an effort to actually warm the region, why, of course, the Arctic to facilitate drilling for oil and natural gas, why, of course, there's a great deal of military plane traffic up there creating contrails and actually releasing this aluminum to create a canopy up there, so it'll have a greenhouse effect, so it'll increase the temperatures. Is that a fair statement, Rosalind?
Yes, it's a fair statement. And the U.S. Navy is engaged in releasing aluminum oxide dust clouds using rockets. And aluminum oxide is thought to be one of the things that the geoengineers want to put up in order to have particulates that reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. But by having water vapor there, what it's actually doing is it's creating this greenhouse effect in the areas like Alaska or the Arctic so that they can exploit the natural resources. And this has been now starting to be discussed by CNN. It's starting to be discussed by major companies. So it's quite interesting that this is ongoing and happening at this time.
And, of course, by raising the temperature in this area, now they can more readily explore these massive supplies of oil and natural gas, not only off the North Slope of Alaska, one off the North Slope of Russia, and Exxon's and contract discussions with Russia and some of the Russian oil companies, and they have joint ventures and massive supplies all along the rim, certainly of northern Russia and certainly off of Prudhoe Bay. So, but basically now, of course, they're doing this not just there, they're doing this all across America. In fact, aren't they doing this all across the world?
Yes, the NATO countries are hit the worst, I think. Countries like France and Italy, and they're talking about it in England, but all of the NATO countries are impacted by these persistent jet contrails and the man-made clouds. We see photographs from around the world. And so we're already in a process where the Earth's atmosphere is being geoengineered for certain purposes, one of them being weather modification. And in so doing, we are creating a warming in certain areas that were protected because they'd been frozen solid for so many years. I don't think that there's any idea that we're going forward to want to cool these areas back down, so that the Shell oil rigs that are on their way to Alaska right now, or the $600 billion deal that Exxon has with a Russian company, would not go forward. So in the Russian government and our Navy, the military, starting to have operations in those areas, and starting to lay down who's going to control those areas, Canada, China, Russia, Sweden, Denmark, there's a whole host of countries in there, Greenland, all want their share of these natural resources. And who gets what, and what the deal will be cut monetarily will be interesting to see in the future.
Well, now, recently, there's certainly talk about them actually doing spraying and actually using water vapor and then injecting this aluminum oxide, and actually rather than simply putting this up with the rockets, are they using some planes to do spraying? Is there evidence of this? I know you've been very reluctant to talk about that in the past, but have you found any scientific evidence that they actually are spraying today to actually produce some of this contamination in the atmosphere?
Well, it's not exactly spraying. David Keith, formerly a professor at Calgary University in Canada, suggested in 2010 at an AAAS meeting, and we have on the website a tape of his remarks, but at that meeting, David Keith discussed that they're engaged in experiments using airplanes that would release extra water vapor into the atmosphere at a certain rate of flow, and that these experiments, where they would take aluminum oxide gas and put the gas into this water vapor flow at a certain rate of speed, it would form particles, aluminum oxide particles in the atmosphere. And he's talking about putting it up in the form of megatons of particles every single year. And what happens is these particles, the reason they need so much is because they have to keep renewing the amount that they put into the air above us, because those particles are heavy and they eventually fall back to Earth. So in so doing, we are going to be exposed, and are being exposed in their experiments, to huge amounts of aluminum oxide dust particles, which, of course, change the pH of the soil, which, of course, cause air and water pollution, which change the pH of rivers and streams, and have negative effects on agriculture production and tree health.
Now, when you talk about megatons, you're talking about millions of tons or thousands of tons?
We're talking about thousands of tons.
Thousands of tons of these products. Now, basically, it's my understanding that the soil is changing, that actually they're finding increasing levels of aluminum in the soil. We got a report from New York a couple of days ago. One of our callers had had his soil analyzed, and he was saying that the level of aluminum was dramatically increased. But when we've talked in the past, you've talked about how analysis of the soil up in Northern California, where they've analyzed it, has shown a dramatic increase in the level of aluminum, which wasn't there before. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it's showing up in unusual spikes in drinking water supplies across the state of California as well. And in showing up across California, the California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division in Sacramento, California, the state capital, is the repository of all the drinking water tests taken from drinking water districts that are required by the EPA and California law. And we looked at this data, and we're finding that there's unusual spiking in aluminum and barium and arsenic and other chemicals in water supplies, which shouldn't be there. So we're very concerned that the upper atmospheric experiments of the Navy using aluminum oxide dust cloud formation from rockets. Rockets are also used on the East Coast to put up trimethyl aluminum for other atmospheric experiments. All of this will come back down to Earth and will cause spikes and unusual heightened testing results from when people take their own tests or in drinking water tests as required by law.
Well, of course, one of the things that concerns me is that we're hearing reports that now when they're testing people, we're finding a dramatic increase in the level of aluminum in people when they test their blood or urine after a challenge. Have you heard these stories?
Yes, I've heard increasing levels of aluminum and barium.
And, of course, basically aluminum is associated with Alzheimer's disease, mental dysfunction, all sorts of systemic diseases. Aluminum is a poison. And the level of aluminum in the bodies of patients across America is increasing. Now, I don't know whether Rosna wants to talk about that, but I can talk about it. We have a wonderful DVD, a talk that was given by our good friend, Dr. David Aub, simply on aluminum and the fact that, of course, people are getting aluminum, sometimes the vaccines. But what does aluminum do to the human body? And, of course, when the talk was given, we weren't thinking so much of the fact that they're spraying the world, the skies, with aluminum, and that is being ingested. It's getting into bodies, and it's creating all sorts of disruption and certainly poisoning of the individual. Do we have any studies or knowledge of the medical effect, from your point of view, of the effect of this increasing level of aluminum in the humans?
Not too much, because aluminum hasn't been something on the forefront of being studied as far as being in the human body. There were studies years ago on not using aluminum pans or cooking with aluminum pans because the aluminum would get into your body from the use of these types of pans. So they went out in disfavor years ago because they knew that there were health effects associated with it. It's difficult to find much information about health effects of aluminum. There's more in discussions with whales and other marine mammals where there's been serious testing of those animals, and they've found astronomical amounts of aluminum in whales. And also there's been tree bark and tree rings and tree root testing, and they're finding increasing levels of aluminum in trees.
Do we have any idea what the dramatic increase, we're talking about a 2,000% increase of the aluminum in the blubber of whales, is? What's this doing to the health of the whales? Do we have any idea?
Yes, we do. Aluminum in whales can cause severe impacts. And I would refer to the Ocean Alliance executive summary. They traveled around the world for 5 years testing different whales that they found through their travels in this ocean voyage for many toxic contaminants. And what they found was that whales, more than anything else, and I encourage everyone...
Hold that thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Rosner was simply saying the devastating effect of the aluminum on the whales and how it certainly affects their reproduction, affects their respiratory system, how it affects various aspects of their society, because we know that aluminum is in human beings associated with Alzheimer's disease, but certainly have they basically admitted at any of the meetings that they've actually done this for in the atmosphere? I know they talk about the theoretical possibilities of this spraying or certainly putting the products up in rockets, but when you know that's gone up in rockets. Is there anybody that's actually talking about the possible implications as far as human health is concerned?
No, the United States Navy is putting aluminum oxide dust clouds over the eastern seaboard. They did their Navy charged aerosol release experiment, and they're very proud of it. They give you the Grant rocket taking off and making this dust cloud. People saw the rocket. It was quite a sight, according to some people, seeing this rocket releasing this aluminum oxide dust cloud. And but they're not talking about human health and what happens when these particles come back down. They're not talking about environmental degradation. There is absolutely no discussion. And they just put a trimethyl aluminum cloud up in order to back east. They used 5 rockets to do this, 5 sounding rockets back east. And over the Atlantic, they put out 5 of these rockets, which put up trimethyl aluminum, which burns when exposed to water vapor, and they could watch and follow these water vapor, they could watch this these clouds that were produced, track them and watch them. But all of this stuff that they put up eventually comes back to Earth, and this is where we need to have some legislation, and we need to have oversight of this, and we have to say, before they do any more, what exactly does this mean? What is it going to mean for all of us, crops, plants, human health, marine life, when they're putting up these type of chemicals into the atmosphere? So they're definitely ongoing. There isn't any doubt about this.
All right. Now, what does it do as far as the trees are concerned? What is it doing as far as the plants and the vegetables and the edible things that are required for a normal diet? Do we have any idea?
Yes, we do, because what is happening is that the trees absorb aluminum
at the
into
tail
the
end
roots.
Of the Appalachian
and
Mountains,
once the root, and once
River
aluminum gets into
Bluff
the roots
Mountain.
Of trees,
since the small
according
town
to university studies, you
here,
can read about this
dreary winter day
in a book called The Dying of the Trees by Charles Little. And they
the
discuss quite definitely
Stewart
that once in tree roots,
world of
trees beginnings. Can no longer absorb the nutrients
and
they can't absorb the water that they need to survive. And thus you negatively impact
But every
health.
Sunday, they
you
ate a square
also
meal,
change the pH of the soil, which makes your soil unproductive.
To God at
so,
Baptist Church.
Though this lacking is the wealth absolutely of this world, a disaster in the
Christ.
Making as we go through this
of
process
of,
value
of higher
trying to address these issues. And the problem
Point,
is that they're not telling the people what's going on
in country.
So that the people
Upon
have a clear understanding of, in other
in
words, how they
Vietnam
can make a difference,
an
or even to object.
Near Da Nang, when Captain
Chris,
home,
what does this do
the
say to
of Alabama
the,
School
the,
of Law?
Of vegetable
after graduation,
crops, do we have any idea whether the crops are as good more recently than compared with the past?
Well, we're seeing that backyard gardens are starting to fail. Crop production in some areas is being reduced because we're reducing, not only putting chemicals and particles up, but we're reducing the amount of direct sunlight that's reaching the earth. And as we do this type of work where we start to reduce the amount of sunlight, the lack of photosynthesis, which gives plants the powers to grow healthy and strong, begins to reduce crop production. It begins to impair tree health and growth. So the combination
At
is
the
tremendous.
At the tail end of the Appalachian Mountains, where the
well,
Coosa
our telephone number is
1-888-24 small town of Gadsden.
1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. And certainly, I'm not an expert on the field, but I will be at least
the first of 5 children,
alluding
Roy
to
Stewart
my
Moore
conversation
was born
with Roslyn. When I give my
his
talk
was a construction
on,
worker, and they struggled
the
to make ends
Agenda 21
the
Conspiracy Conference on June 3rd.
But every Sunday,
on June 3rd.
Square meal.
Hope you can make it. It's
backyard
the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. They used to get out 300 or 400 people. And that's on June 3rd at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. If you need more information, a wife can give us a call.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish. including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Rosalind's going to be speaking at Cabrillo College this coming weekend. They're in Aptos, and they're going to be discussing all the things we're discussing tonight, but in much more detail. And there are going to be several talks he's going to give. And would you like, once again, to repeat when you're going to be speaking there at Cabrillo College this weekend?
Yes. This is Cabrillo College. It's Saturday, April 21st. It's the main conference is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I'll be speaking at the main conference around 11. And then in the special event, Alan Buckman, a biologist, and I will be speaking and answering questions, giving a PowerPoint presentation during the hours of 3 to 6 p.m. on the Aptos campus of Cabrillo College, and that's 6500 Soquel Drive in Aptos.
And let me recommend it. I've seen Alan Buckman's PowerPoint presentation and Roslyn's because they're contained in the talks he gave for us, but they are excellent, well worthwhile seeing. You must get information. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to have speak to Roslyn, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. But basically, they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food. They're poisoning the air. And certainly, people find this difficult to believe, but this is really going on. And we cover much of this, and I will be covering much of this in the talk I'll be giving on the 3rd of June at the Conspiracy Conference. And basically, I go to this conference because I simply want to a Christian voice there to be heard. There are lots of people who are there who are not Christians. But I think that if I didn't show up, sometimes there would be nothing to counter the other influences that are there. A lot of these are good people. They just can't put everything together. So if you have a question or conflict for Rosalind today, give us a call right now. But Rosalind, how can people get your website? How can people get the information, the excellent information you have?
My website is agriculturedefensecoalition.org. If you go to the categories section, you'll find subject two sections on geoengineering, and we talk about the U.S. House of Representatives hearings, three of them that were held between 2009 and 2010. We discuss weather modification there. You can find information in this report on the whales. We've combined and compiled over 40,000 documents into various subjects that we've been discussing here tonight. And my telephone number is 707-485-7520. My email address is info@californiaskywatch.com. And that's, pardon me, and that's californiaskywatch.com.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most important subjects out there. It really is. They're poisoning the air, and because the aluminum that is coming out, it's getting into the water. It's coming out, it's getting into the bark of the trees, it's getting into the roots, it's getting into the various foods. And so we've heard these reports from all across America that the food production is not good, that many times, only recently, we haven't seen this before, but crops, which ordinarily have always done very well, the crops are failing. And of course, one reason is because they're actively poisoning the soil. And people say, well, that really couldn't happen, but it really is happening, and you better find out about it, and you better help us get the information out. Now, does this make the soil a much more acidic? Is that actually influence with the crop production?
Yes, it does. And what happens is that when you change the pH of the soil by having aluminum in the soil, you have to counteract that. And then that you also have to know that you have excessive aluminum in the soil to begin with. So you need to take tests of your soil to find out the levels, etc. But the thing is that we don't have to be subjected to this at all if we put a stop to these programs. And I think as more people know what's going on and understand the implications, the more they're going to rise up and say, no, this shouldn't be going on. We need to, in other words, at the local level and state level and federal level, put a stop to this because it's going to impact our water quality, our health, and everything else. And one of the things you asked me earlier about the effects of aluminum, if you breathe in aluminum dust, you can have lung problems such as coughing or even changes that show up in x-rays. So they even talk about using breathing masks in factories where there's a lot of aluminum dust, for example. And if you breathe in aluminum-containing dust, many have decreased performances in some tests that measure functions of the nervous system. Studies show that people exposed to high levels of aluminum may develop Alzheimer's disease. There's a little controversy about this, but there seems to be enough of these studies that show that people can develop Alzheimer's. So this is another area. And then, in other words, you can gain aluminum from a lot of different sources, but when you start to put them into the atmosphere, it becomes harder to avoid them because they just fall down on everything and everyone, and they get into everything. And this is one of the effects of, in other words, that we're beginning to see because we've got the Navy and the Air Force and NASA putting up these dust clouds and have been for years, containing aluminum and barium. Also, we do know that lung effects, have been observed in laboratory animals exposed to aluminum dust, and that the central nervous system is a sensitive target of aluminum toxicity. So we're having difficulty here because we're beginning to talk about the health effects of aluminum, and so it affects children. It says brain and bone disease caused by high levels of aluminum in the body have been seen in children, especially those who may have kidney disease. And bone disease has also been seen in children taking some medications containing aluminum as well. So we have to know that aluminum just isn't safe. And then when you add more of it in the atmosphere, we have a real problem. And we're beginning to see aluminum found in breast milk. They have not done studies on everything yet to find out all of the risks, but there's quite a number of risks. And as more aluminum goes into the atmosphere with geoengineering and other experiments, we're going to see more of these effects.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Right now we have Herman calling from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I live on the Monterey Peninsula, and I regularly see spraying going on in the upper air, a crisscross on the sky, and it begins to get hazy when you start it out on a clear day, and you can see the grid pattern being laid down. And some days are worse than others, and then you will notice if you've had a heavy pattern of spraying, about 3 or 4 weeks later, a lot of people are coming down with flu-like symptoms. And lately, people that have become sick, and then they sort of get better, and then boom, they get weak again and get sick again. And I'm in the healthcare field, and I've noticed this, and I have a friend whose wife works as a nurse at community hospital, and the same thing, and the hospital will sort of fill up. So it's amazing to me that people don't look up into the sky and wonder why, what on earth are they spraying?
Well, this is another question that I have as well. We have similar problems in people having nasal problems, having raspy sore throats that never turn into real colds, breathing difficulties, memory loss. We have a whole host of symptoms which people are reporting. Many of the symptoms can be directly associated to jet fuel emissions, however, so we're not sure exactly, you know, how much we're getting from the jet fuel emissions themselves, because lung function, increasing respiratory problem, increasing asthma is also caused by jet fuel emissions. So when you see the white plumes, it's not just water vapor. You're also getting a good solid dose of jet fuel emissions, which also settle back to Earth, and it's the same as the emissions coming out of your automobile exhaust, except these are coming down from the skies above us. So we're getting exposed to soot, eye irritations, skin irritations. There's a whole host of health problems, and no one is beginning to put the pieces together to figure out that what you just said about days when we see a lot of the activity in the skies and then people are having these health effects, it's not being correlated that this is a problem, because when we talk about this issue to the media and our elected officials, they declare that we're sort of nutcases and we believe in conspiracy theories and hoaxes. But this isn't true, because we've got a lot of data talking about the different types of atmospheric experiments, especially rockets, that are releasing these type of particles and chemicals into the atmosphere.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand that the aluminum is increasingly toxic. The average doctor is not going to test for aluminum because he's not thinking about it. We have a couple of interviews with Dr. Ellithorpe from Southern California. We have, of course, interviews with the people from the Enpita Clinic, where they are testing for aluminum and as for all the other metals, And they're finding frighteningly high levels of aluminum along with high levels of lead and mercury. All of these metals impact on the immune system, predispose people to cancer, and all of them affect the mind. And I think this is one of the things that is so frightening, is the fact that they attack the brain. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you know what's happened as you get on top of it, you can chelate and get that aluminum out of you. If you don't, it will progressively, I believe, undermine your health. Herman, anything else you wanted to say or ask?
Well, Rosalind, there are air purifiers on the market, such as the Auric Excel, which uses technology that the U.S. submarines supposedly use. Do any of these devices, will they help keep a person's home air clean?
I'm not sure because I don't have any experience with them, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. But here's the issue here. We should all be able to go outside and experience clean air, fresh water. We should be able to have foods come into our house and fresh air come into our house without having to live in a cocoon with air filters and water filters. And one of the things is that when people talk to me about saying, well, we should just get all of these filters, enrich somebody else, live in our homes, wear a mask outside, and I'm saying, no, we need to get a hold of these programs and put a stop to them because they're impairing our ability to live a life free to go indoors or outdoors at will. The animals, if you eat beef, or if you eat fruits and vegetables, all of this, whether it's honeybees, whether it's other pollinators, everything in the environment outside is going to be affected. You're not going to be able to isolate yourself and live in a cave. And so I tell people that it's time to step up. Yes, you can take precautions. When I teach tennis, for example, after I have taught for 5 or 6 hours outside, I do come in, I take a shower right away, which alleviates some of the symptoms, and then what I do is throw my clothes into the washing machine. But I do find that if I don't take a shower right away, then my voice will get raspy and I'll have skin irritations and I'll get some eye irritations as well. So I've sort of learned that when I'm outside, I have to take care of myself. But when I'm out there and I have children who love to play many sports, I'm teaching and doing different things, what happens is that I resent the fact that a lot of the children I teach now and in many sports have asthma, they have respiratory problems, they have other issues, and this is becoming commonplace. And well, so what we have to do is, what are we going to do, encamp our children and our grandchildren into houses with filters on everything in the hopes that nothing will come in? I really take it, you know, I think that those things are important, but I take exception because part of what we have to do as a community is to rise up and say no. And I'm an advocate for moving forward to say no, putting these issues on the ballot before cities and counties and in resolutions, all kinds of taking action so that people become educated to say no to this, to being used as people who have to live inside of somebody else's experiment. So I think that this is really an important issue. So, yes, people can look at different filters. They can look at all of these things, and they might get some protection, but I refuse to be encapsulated in a home and living in a cave when we have such a world outside to experience.
And I think basically what we need to do is bring this up to our local city councils, bring this up to our board of supervisors, and provide the scientific evidence for it. And certainly I think that the DVD of Rosalind, certainly on geoengineering, I think that Mike Murphy's What in the World Are They Spraying? But the best thing you could do would be to go to Rosalind's website and pull down all of the documentation on this and get it to the people in the city council, get them to pass a resolution. What we need to do, of course, is get publicity. I mean, publicity certainly will shock people when they realize that they and the children are being poisoned as part of an experiment. And they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the food, and they're poisoning the water. And where is the outcry? Well, there's no outcry because people either don't know about it or they can't believe it. And yet it is really very real. People only have to look to the sky and you'll actually see the evidence of it. And of course, going to Rosalind's website, where she actually has the documentation that they brag about what they're doing, but they really don't want people to know. Herman, thank you very much for calling, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I want you to know that the DVD that Rosalind talked that she gave in September of last year is available. It's called Geoengineering, and it is excellent. It's about an hour and a half between she and Alan Buckman, and their PowerPoints are excellent, and certainly Mr. Buckman, who has worked certainly with weather modification, worked for the certainly Agricultural Department in the past, but excellent information on this subject. You will be amazed when you see the pictures that they have, and we hope that you will go ahead and get the DVD. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's called Geoengineering. geoengineering. You must understand they've been doing this for a long time. They know how to modify the weather. We have an excellent DVD by our good friend Bob Fletcher on weather modification. It's called Weather as a Weapon. They've certainly used this as far back as certainly the Vietnam War, back in the 1960s. And certainly we know that they have the ability to create storms and droughts. We know because we've read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, the bottom of page 57 of his book, the Between Two Ages, America in the Technotronic Age, by Zygmunt Brzezinski, the man who formed the Trilateral Commission. And he bragged back in 1970 that we were going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases, and they're doing it, ladies and gentlemen. They're incapacitating millions of helpless human beings. Then, of course, we carry Mike Murphy's excellent DVD. It's entitled, What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the world are they spraying? But I think that really, if I was only going to get one, get Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. She and Alan Buckman give an hour and a half dissertation, which is excellent. I'm just so pleased with that. And then, of course, you certainly want to go to Rosalind's website, get her material, understand what this is all about. They're poisoning you and your family. I mean, they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our children, but most people don't care. They're poisoning the forests. They're poisoning the bees. Then, of course, they're using insecticides that kill off the bees. They certainly are poisoning the birds, and they're poisoning the food. If you complain, they'll give you a pill that will alter your mood. And they take us from their wage perpetual war so that we can have perpetual peace. But the wars continue and the conflicts don't cease. So what can we do about this terrible scam? Well, you've got to help us expose the Agenda 21 scam. And this is really all about Agenda 21. It's about population control. They want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. If you've not heard my talk on planned population reduction, or certainly on Nandare called the genocide, the two separate talks, they are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope, of course, you get my little monograph. You get any of the other items we've mentioned. Why ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph? I wrote it perhaps 10, 12, 15 years ago. You can get it off the internet, you can get it off our website, but if you get any of our items, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph. You must understand they want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. They're deadly serious. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.